If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
Looking at the post just up at terrysavage.com, headline, unemployment soars and stocks too. And Terry, you have the explanation for this, don't you?
I don't have a good explanation for this. That's the whole point of today's posting at terrysavage.com. You can get on my email subscribers list. It's free just by clicking the box that comes up when you go there. And the whole point, it was stocks too, ? Is the headline. This is really pretty astounding. When I wrote this last night, the futures were up a couple hundred points. Now the futures are implied to open down a couple hundred points, more or less. But the fact is, since the low of just over 18,200 on March 23rd, the market's come back. We're, you know, over 24,400, down from the highs of 29,568 in January. Let's keep things in perspective. Look, my point is not that I can call the markets or that I have any idea what the real economic opportunity will be, if people will go, if we open up, if people will actually take the chance to go out. It reminds me of the visual of the bird sitting in the cage with the door open and afraid to fly out. I worry about that, and of course the healthcare aspects. The fact is, I think the stock market, everybody says, well, number one, it's looking beyond the current misery and to the great economic rebound that will happen. And number two, look at all the money the Fed's put into the system. That's the first rule of stock markets, don't fight the Fed. I just want to warn the people who follow me, this could be one of the world's great traps, because it isn't going to be that easy to reopen. And if you read to the bottom of the letter, you'll see how real people are being impacted.
Well, yeah, I mean, that unemployment rate is scary. I've always read that you have to remember that the stock market is, in a way, completely separate from the economy. They're two different indicators, correct?
Yeah, but we take it as a barometer, just as we say, oh, you've got a fever, there must be something wrong with you. We know for a fact that the market looks ahead. And the other great savage truth that instilled in me in all these years in the markets is the market is always right at that moment. Mm-hmm. It is right, because if you want to disagree and you go short, or you don't get out if the market's going down, then you're going to be wrong. The market's always right at any given moment. I just think there comes a moment when we've had 10 years. We had a great, incredible, long-lasting, record-breaking 10-year bull market. And a lot of people are, seems to me anyway, too ready to think we'll get past this and resume our upward trend. Now, there's some great market soothsayers who are saying just that, that the market is ready to make new highs. I just don't want to bet my life savings on it, at least not a significant portion.
And in the Trib today, looking at your column headline, Weigh College Decisions Very Carefully, and I imagine there are a lot of people who are interested in this because maybe from the time they filed for financial aid, their economic situation has changed and changed for the worse. A lot of that going on, right?
Well, today I'm hosting the noon business hour, just John Williams takes a day off, and I'm going to have the expert on that subject from CollegeWise, the College Counseling Service, talking about what to do if things have changed in your family and you have a high school senior going off to college and suddenly someone's lost a job. What can you do? Can you call to get more financial aid? Should your kids maybe take a gap year? Here's a hint. She says, absolutely not. Where are you going to go in that gap year anyway? So we'll be talking about changes in college and whether they might reduce tuition or give you a rebate for the room and board you don't use if they're going to have a semester online. Be interesting discussion with her at noon today.
Yeah. And if you can't catch that, Terry Savage in the Tribune today, that's where the column is. I'm sure you can get that online as well. And what is it? The deadline is it June 30th to file for the free application for federal student aid for this fall?
A lot of parents said, well, we won't qualify for financial aid. I mean, back in October is when I write the column, okay, get your application in. I actually didn't realize this myself, but you can keep applying. If things have changed, you can change your FAFSA. But if you never even applied, now both parents have lost their jobs, you could apply for financial aid. Fill out the FAFSA, fafsa.ed.gov, for up until June 30th. There's other big headline news today, by the way. that a lot of people have been waiting for, Bob, and that is all these people in Illinois who are unemployed but were self-employed, and the CARES Act said you're eligible for unemployment benefits if you were a gig worker, you were a professional, and weren't a paid employee with a W-2. That the CARES Act back in March said you too will qualify for unemployment, and every single state went, oh my gosh, we can't even handle the jobless workers who had regular jobs. How are we going to gear up for this? Illinois has taken a while, but this week, I've been trying to get to Rebecca Sisco. She was on our WGN Noon Business Show Friday, said that this week, the week of May 11th, so not yet, because I looked at the IDES.gov site, Illinois.gov, they are going to set up the new site for self-employed to claim unemployment. And if you were turned down because you were not, because you were self-employed, you have to start all over. The old site and this new part of the new site do not talk to each other. So get ready if you're self-employed to go to www.ides.illinois.gov. Not yet.
Got it.
This week.
And as always, a lot of good information at terrysavage.com and more on the radio here at noon. We'll be listening. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks, Bob.